it. Why did I have to lock the door? My hand is shaking too. Fuck. Okay, got it. Quick, get in. Let's go to the basement. We should be safe there. Jesus Christ, dude. We just had to run for our lives and you're scared of a dark basement? It's not a torture chamber or flooded with water. If you're going to be such a wuss, take my hand. I'll guide you. Well, give me your hand before I go down alone and leave you up here. All right. Now, come. It's 12 steps down. The light switch should be on the other wall. There's a couch here. Don't be scared if you bump into it. I promise it won't bite you. Okay. There's the switch. Just hold on. There. See? It's not a scary cellar. Even if it was, I think you'd be safer here than out there. What? Oh, hey, I didn't want to hold your hand to begin with. I did it because you were a wuss and scared of the dark. Well, you're welcome. It's not going to become a habit, I'll tell you that much. Let's go over to the couch. Yeah, I think we'll be safe down here. But what in the world were those things? I know it's not possible, but they kind of looked like... No, never mind. Do you have any ideas? Yeah, I'm gonna laugh if you say something stupid as usual. No, okay, I won't laugh. I promise. I don't think that's stupid. It should be stupid. It shouldn't even be possible, but I thought the same. We should be all right here, though. This was built as a bomb shelter, so the door is really heavy. There's no way they'd be able to get down here. Okay, now you're just being stupid. This is not like in a horror movie. Yes, I know we got chased by some sort of monsters and have to hide in a basement, but... All right. Maybe it does seem a bit like a bad horror flick. What would happen next? One of us leaving to get help never to be heard from again? Or worse, getting torn apart just as they went out the door? You're not actually thinking of doing that, right? No! Of course I don't want to be stuck in here with you forever, but... If this is like a horror movie, we should do the opposite of what usually gets them in trouble. We stay here. No bravery. No being a hero bullshit. I think it's pretty nice down here. Yeah, it's a bit cold. I think there should be a blanket somewhere. Here. Just one, though. Would you be okay with sharing? Don't get the wrong idea. I don't want to share a blanket with you. I'm just a little cold too, and it would be unfair to only let one of us feel warm. I'm not making it a big deal. I just don't want you to think that it is an excuse for me to be near you or something gross like that. Yes, you're gross. Now shut up and get under the blanket before I take it for myself. It's not a very big blanket, so we'll probably have to, like, touch each other. You know what I mean. Like, our bodies. Just shut up, okay? God, why are you making everything so awkward? Wait. Actually, be quiet for a second. Do you hear that? Fuck. They're outside, aren't they? Oh, no. Did they find us? No. Listen, if this is actually when we die, I want to tell you something. I wish I had done it sooner, but wait, they left? Oh my god, I thought they found us. Yeah, I think we're in the clear. What? Oh, I was scared, okay? Fight or flight kicked in, and I just wanted to hold something. I didn't mean to grab you, alright? Good. Now what? What are you on about? I wasn't going to say anything. Just let it go, okay? I don't have to tell you anything. You're the worst! Why the fuck did I have to get stuck here with you? Do you really believe that? That I hate you? I'm sorry. I don't hate you. It's kind of the opposite, I guess. I know I'm mean to you sometimes or all of the time, but honestly, I'm mean to you because I like you as a friend. No, I wasn't going to say I love. Who in their right mind would love someone like you? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Please. God damn it. I'm just making it worse. You know, I'm shit at showing my feelings, right? It feels disgusting. It's easier to just joke it off, but I know I've hurt you. It makes me sad, but I can't seem to stop. I'm going to tell you, okay? What I wanted to say when we were going to die. Alright. The truth is... No, I can't. Put the blanket over your head. Just do it. I won't say it unless you do. It's too embarrassing for you to see me. Alright. So, what I wanted to say was I actually do like you. As in, like you. I think other people may or may not call it love. I'm not saying that I love you, but other people might if they knew my feelings. In fact, there's probably no one else I'd rather be stuck with in a situation like this because you're caring and sweet and funny and cute. Yeah, you're cute. Okay, you can pull that stupid blanket off of you now. I'm just gonna step outside to, you know, be eaten by the monsters because if I don't, I will die from humiliation. Don't play with me, all right? Not now. Not after I said all of that. I don't want to hear a fake confession from you now. Yes, I heard you the first time, but how could I believe you? Huh? You just want to diffuse this awkwardness by reciprocating. You don't have to prove it. Close my eyes. Why? Fine, I'll close my eyes, but I don't understand. Okay. That's one way to prove it, but I think I need some more convincing. Okay, I'm convinced. This is starting to more and more resemble that horror movie you were talking about. Two people confessing their love to one another, then they know they might not make it out alive. Yes, and then they do naughty stuff. And I guess if this is our only night together, I wouldn't mind terribly much if you wanted to, like, you know. Yes. That. I mean, it's pretty cold, and it would be a good way to stay warm. Body heat and all that. So, if you want to, we could. You know what I mean. Just go with it. Okay, it's hard for me to explain all of this. You want to warm up my boobs? Wow, that's the most romantic thing anyone has ever said to me. Yes, you may just let me take my top off. I guess you want me to take my bra off too. I will, but don't be disappointed, alright? Or at least don't show that you are. They might not be as big as you'd want them to be. Okay, bra is off. What do you think? If you don't like them, you're very good at pretending you do. I actually feel quite happy with the way you're looking at me, but also embarrassing. Come on, it's cold. Warm me up. Oh, you really will keep me warm with those hands. I didn't realize I was actually that cold, or maybe you're just really hot. No, I mean warm. As in heat, not that you're hot, as in sexy, not that you're not sexy, I just... Never mind. Oh, just shut up, will you? Fine. If that's how you're gonna be, then I'll make you shut up. It feels good to have your hands on me, though. You're really exploring my entire body, aren't you? Find anything you like? Besides my boobs, you dork. I wouldn't be upset if you wanted to take my pants off, you know? I'll lift my butt. Now, pull them off. So, I take it you like my panties? You're practically staring daggers at them. I'm getting wet just by your gaze. No, I did not just... say that. Forget it. Erase it from your memory. I thought it would be sexy. Don't laugh at me. All right. You want to play that game? Let's see how you like it when I take your pants off and stare at your cock. There. How are you liking this? Fuck me. It's so... erect. And so warm. I guess I wasn't kidding when I said you'd be warming me up. I'm gonna... Oh! It twitched. I thought that was just something you'd say in porn. No, I've never seen a cock like this before. Erect, I mean. You know, I'm not very experienced with sex. I'm a virgin, all right? You can laugh all you want. Oh my God. You can't just say, I'm happy I'll be here first. That's too corny. I wish I had a gag to put in your mouth so you couldn't say any more awkward shit. Let me lay down on the couch. You can pull my panties off. No, you can't keep them. What's wrong with you? You want me to say it? No way. I can't. Don't make me. Please? Fine. I hate you. Can you please push your perfect cock into my tight, quivering pussy and fuck me? Oh, fuck. You did it. You're inside of me. Okay. Your moans are turning me on so much, but we need to stay quiet. We can't risk the monsters coming back. I've imagined what sex would feel like for so long, and how tight my pussy would feel around your cock, but I never thought I would feel like this. Yes, I've fantasized about having your cock inside of me. More than once. Have you fantasized about me? You have? Well, how is it? Is my pussy enough to satisfy your wants? That makes me embarrassingly happy. And yes, your cock is so much better than I thought it was going to be like. You are such a dork. Why would I fantasize about having sex with someone with a bad cock? No. In my fantasies, you were perfect. You just happened to be more perfect in real life. Yes, I heard what I said. Yes, I meant it. Fuck you. Just kiss me. It really feels fucking good, though. I can feel every inch of your cock as it pushes into me, stretches my pussy around it. You are so fucking sexy right now. Are you getting close? Yeah, I am too. I want to come together with you. Come deep inside of my pussy. Yes. Yes, it's alright. Fill me up. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Please. Please, right now. I wanna come on your cock as you shoot your load inside of me. Fuck. No. Oh, that felt so good. so happy. You can just rest on me for a while. We can stay like this. Okay. I have a favor to ask you. Forget all the embarrassing things I've said, okay? I'm not kidding. You have to forget it. No, but honestly though, I know I'm bad at showing my feelings and stuff, but I'm gonna try and be better. For you. It really hurt me when you said that you thought I hated you. I know it was mostly a joke, but it still makes me sad to know it even crossed your mind. At least you know that I'm only mean to you because I like you. No, scratch that. I'm not mean to you because I like you. I like my friends, and I'm not mean to them. I'm not even this mean to the people that I dislike. I'm mean to you because you're an idiot, and because I love you, but mostly the idiot thing. Shit. Did you hear that? Someone's at the door. Hello? Yes, we're in here. Is it safe outside? What happened to the monsters? The monsters. They're all gone? The things that were prowling around here. We barely got away. You mean they were harmless? We were actually never in any real danger. But then, what were they? Are you serious? Oh, for fuck's sake!